Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements. There's a number of things that are happening here at the church. There's also some area events going on, so you're always welcome to take that information home with you as well then, too. One thing I need to make clear in here is there's an announcement about St. Mark's having a Luther Fest coming up pretty quick, and that is St. Mark's in Cuero, if you're wondering which St. Mark's that was. Okay, I think, Kathy, you got an announcement?
In your bulletin, there is also an announcement that we are having a drive-through flu shot clinic on October 5th, that's a Thursday, from 3:30 to 5:30, and it'll be down at the elevator entrance. We just found out, too, that if you're on Medicare, private insurance, or Medicaid, it is free. However, if you do not have insurance, if you're getting the regular flu zone, it's $35. But there's also a high-dose flu zone that is recommended for people over the age of 65, and that one is $75. So that's the cost of it. My guess is you don't have to take the high flu zone. You can choose to take the regular if you would like, if that's more affordable to you. Also, I am looking for a few volunteers who might like to help with that event, going to the cars and writing information down in preparation for the nurses to give the shot. So if anybody is interested in that, please talk to me, call me, or leave a message at the church office and let me know. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kathy Boyd.
Good morning. The church is wanting to have a committee formed to take a look at our rules and prices for the rental of our fellowship hall. We need to get things updated and a committee to oversee the usage of it. And so we're looking for volunteers. Anybody who wants to be on that committee, call the church office. We have a couple of people who have already expressed interest, but we need some more, and we surely need, if we can find somebody who's willing to take the lead, we would surely like that. So think about it, pray about it, and if you're willing, contact the church office. Thank you very much.
Are there any other announcements this morning? Anybody else have an announcement? Yes, Terry.
Couple of quick ones. Part of our Learning Garden chapel time on Wednesdays is they are making offerings. And they are for to share with you so that you know what they're doing in their chapel time. But also we're going to be giving them to the nursing home as well. And we're putting them over here in the annex. There's a little display over there if you would like to check in every week and see what the kids are doing in their chapels. Also, again, just a reminder, we're doing the decorating the pumpkins. And we have a sign-up sheet here and in the north and in the downstairs basement, and also in the church office area. And what we're asking you to do is pick a Bible story or Bible character and decorate a pumpkin. We're not going to cut it out. We're just going to draw on it or whatever and add whatever we want on it. We're going to do that up until October 8th, and then on the 15th in the afternoon, you get to come and decorate it. We'll provide a bunch of the resources for you also. We'll have paints and glitter and things like that, but if you want to bring other things, bring those too. And then we're going to display them on the 22nd in the annex over here, and then you vote. And the winners get announced on the 29th, and there are prizes.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Other announcements? Anybody else? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Holy is the Lord, the Almighty. He is worthy of glory and honor and power. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain. By his blood he purchased for God Christ made of them a kingdom, and they shall reign on earth forever. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that pursuing what you have promised, we may share your heavenly glory through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, In Christ There Is No East or West. You may be seated.
The first lesson is from Genesis chapter 50. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear, I myself will provide for you and your little ones. In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. The word of the Lord. Today's psalm is from Psalm 103, and we'll read it responsively. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. He satisfies you with good things, and your youth is renewed like an eagle's. He made his ways known to Moses, and his works to the children of Israel. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. The second lesson comes from Romans chapter 14. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord, and those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord, and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us will be accountable to God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, If another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went out and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
You
may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, today's we heard the gospel lesson that Pastor Tim just read, and it was talking about forgiveness. Peter wanted to know, how many times should I forgive these people? And what did Jesus say? Do y'all remember the number?
77.
77. Good listening. So 77 times, that's a whole bunch. Now, let me ask y'all, have y'all ever had a friend or maybe a brother or sister who did something to you that hurt your feelings? Or maybe they took something of yours or said something mean to you? Has that ever happened? Ah, so you've had to forgive them for that? How was that? Was it easy to forgive them? No? Yeah, it's hard for me sometime too. Let me show you an example of what forgiveness is kind of like for us when that happens. Let me see. All right, I'm going to spell your name, Miss Sadie. Okay, is that right? No. Ugh, I'm not good at this. Okay, let me see if maybe I can spell Hannah's right. You think? Okay, Hannah, is that your name? No, I messed it up. Oh, I make so many mistakes. And let me see if I can erase it. And we'll start all over and I'll try again. Oh, no. Oh, did it erase it all? No, it didn't. Well, that's kind of what forgiveness is like. When we forgive people, sometimes it's so hard that we have to forgive them over and over because, you know, they may have done something wrong, and the next time I see them, even though I said I forgive you, I'm still a little mad. I know sometimes I even have to pray for, please, God, let me want to forgive them. Sometimes we go that far, okay? But we have to sometimes forgive them over and over. Sometimes they may have, you may have forgiven them, and you truly feel that way, and all of a sudden they do the same thing all over again. And you have to forgive them again. And we're going to have to start keeping our tallies of how close to 77 times we are. Okay? So that's really hard. Now, God forgives a little bit differently. So let me show you how God forgives. I have too many pens in my pocket, guys. Okay. So, let's say we make a big mistake, okay? And we ask God to forgive us because we all do things that are not quite right, right? Everybody sins, Because we're just all like that. We make mistakes and poor choices and we sin. Well, you know, when God forgives us, when you say, please, God, forgive me, this is what he does. Oh, my goodness. Do we have leftover parts? No, God forgives us everything right away, as I drop everything here. He forgives us right away. There's no, well, I'm still mad at you, so you've got to watch it because I'm mad at you. He doesn't. He forgives us. He doesn't keep count. He doesn't say, okay, look, that's the seventh sin you've had today, and I'm not going to forgive you anymore for that. He doesn't do that, or he doesn't count to the 77. He knows that he loves us so very much that he's going to forgive us right away. And he wants us to love each other that much, too, that we forgive right away. And that we don't keep count of it, that we keep giving people forgiveness for the things that they do wrong to us. Because he loves us and he expects us to love everybody else as well. So, do y'all remember the prayer we do every Sunday, the Lord's Prayer? And you remember in the Lord's Prayer we have a section that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Well, that's our reminder. We want to forgive other people. We're telling God we want to forgive other people because we know you forgive us and we want you to keep forgiving us. That's what we're saying there is we're going to forgive just like you do. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for forgiving us. Help us to forgive others without counting. Amen. All right, now I'm going. Thank you.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever thought how numbers affect our lives? It seems like numbers invade just about everything that we do here on this earth. It starts very early when we're old enough to have birthdays. We count how many years old we are, and we count our birthdays and we look at somebody else and say, ha ha ha, I'm older than you. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you look at somebody else and you say, ha, 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 you're older than me. But numbers affect everything, it seems. We build buildings according to numbers. We know how much property we have. How many square feet is your house? How many acres is your ranch? We measure time with seconds. Our minutes, our hours, our days, our weeks, months, years, decades, centuries. Everything seems to be measured with numbers. In our gospel lesson these last few weeks, Jesus has been talking about forgiveness. And Peter wants to measure forgiveness in numbers. And so in our gospel lesson today, Peter asks Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive my neighbor? As many as seven times? And you've got to give Peter some credit, though, because the teachings of the rabbis was you need to forgive your neighbor at least three times. Peter goes way beyond that. He's twice and even more than twice willing to forgive or asking Jesus, is that how many times we are to forgive? And so the numbers are there. In our gospel lesson today, we see other numbers. Jesus starts to tell a parable about forgiveness. The king or the Lord is doing the reckoning of his accounts, getting all his numbers in order. And he comes up with a servant who owes him 10,000 talents. And then a little later on in the parable, that same servant that owed 10,000 talents comes across another slave who owes him 100 denarii. And Jesus uses this parable to teach about forgiveness. These numbers to teach about forgiveness. Now, we got to compare these numbers. That's where the trick is in this in this parable to understand the magnitude of what's going on here. All right, so 100 denarii. A denarii was a silver coin worth a little bit more than a dollar in today's money. So he owed that other servant 100 denarii. So basically, it's like one day's worth of labor if you're paid close to minimum wage or a little above minimum wage. Okay? A day labor job. A little over $100 for that day. So that's what this one servant owed the other servant. What that first servant owed the master was 10,000 talents. A talent was a measurement of gold, the weight in gold. When Jesus spoke this number as he was talking to his disciples and those listening to him, they probably whistled at that number or just laughed at Jesus, because this is a huge amount of gold, huge amount of wealth. So to put that in comparison, all right, the 100 denarii is basically one day's worth of labor. A talent, these 10,000 talents would be not only a day's worth of labor, but you could put it in comparison to the budget of the church. It would pay for not only a day's worth of all the staff at the church, and also all the electricity, all the water usage, all the equipment, all the maintenance, all the building things that we do around here, not for a day, but then you could add the daycare to that too. And you could add all the staff from the daycare, all the materials they use, the teaching materials, the toys, the equipment, and the food that they serve the kids. You add all that up. 10,000 talents, one day's worth, is not even close to 10,000 talents. Actually, not even a week, not even a month, not even a year, but 2,500 years of budget for both the daycare and our congregation. 2,500 years to pay for all of it around here. That's how much 10,000 talents would pay for. So you have 2,500 years worth of payments for the whole deal compared to one day's worth of labor. That's the difference in this comparison. So what Jesus is talking about here with forgiveness is the immensity of what God forgives us. How much does God forgive us? He gives us that 10,000 talents worth of forgiveness. And we struggle with that one day's worth of forgiveness. It's not easy to forgive. And we know that. It's hard when somebody does something wrong to us. It's tough to forgive that person. It's even tougher to forget about it. But when somebody sins against us, there's several things that we can do. One thing is that we do not forgive them, and we want to retaliate. We want to do that same thing back to them and a little bit more, because we want to teach them a lesson. We want to let them know who's boss. We got to have a little bit of payback in there. And so we pay them back, doing the same thing they did to us, plus that little bit more. But what's going to happen on the other end? Where they're going to come back and they're going to be angry. They're going to be mad. So they're going to pay us back what we just gave them, plus a little bit more again. And soon it starts to escalate. And you start telling your friends. You start telling your families. You start pulling them in. You start slandering the other person, telling lies about them. You're trying to degrade them and crush them as best as you can. And soon enough, you got a full-blown war going on. And everybody's angry. It doesn't just affect you, since they did you something wrong. It affects that person who did something wrong to you. It also affects everybody else around you. Another thing that you can do if somebody sins against you is do nothing. Just hold it in to yourself. Don't say a word. Don't do anything about it. But you know what's going to happen if you do that? it's going to start to eat away at you. Anytime you see that other person, you're not going to want to be around them. You're not going to want to talk to them. You're going to give them the cold shoulder. And you're going to become resentful. And you're going to carry it. You'll never forget it. For the rest of your life, you will remember what that person did against you. And you will also think that if he could do it against me, other people can too. And so you will become very sour in life. You will become grumpy. You will become angry. You will never have joy in your heart if you do not forgive. The passage here, like I mentioned, the last couple of weeks in the gospel lesson, we've been reading Matthew 18. And the section before this that we read today is that story or that teaching about from Jesus that says, if your neighbor sins against you, go first to that neighbor and see if you can iron things out. And a lot of times that's all it takes, because it may just be a simple misunderstanding. She said something and I heard something different from exactly what she said, and it made me angry. But that's not the intention of what she said. I just heard it wrong. And so you can straighten things out. Maybe it's a rumor that went around, and it's nothing truth to it at all. Go first to that neighbor. And then Jesus goes through the steps after that. If that doesn't work, go on, until you get this settled. So if somebody sins against you, something else that we can do is forgive that person. And the best way to do it is go through those steps. But to forgive that person, and it's difficult to forgive somebody. It is very hard to forgive. They've done something wrong to you. Even if it's by mistake, there's still something that happens within you. You're still hurt. And if it's intentional, it's even worse, because you knew that they wanted to hurt you. But again, if you hang on to that, if you retaliate, your life is going to be miserable. When we don't do something about it, it sticks with us. It stays with us. You know, I mentioned that forgiveness is hard. It's hard to say, to wipe it clean, to start all over. But when you do that, and you go back, and you go back to where you were, or even beyond where you were with friends, as friends, or as family members, or whoever, co-workers, or whoever you had that disagreement with, if you go back and you build that relationship, you know, it is possible to forget that eventually you don't even think about that incident that happened. That's something way in the past, and it does not concern today anymore. It's gone. It's over. And we can move on in life. We can have joy in life. It doesn't bother us then. We move on. For Jesus, that's why he came into this world, is to show that forgiveness of God. Because what Jesus did, he takes that weight of our sins, that 10,000 talents of our sins, that ridiculously high number, and he puts that on himself. And he goes to that cross and he dies. And when he dies, the shame, the guilt of our sin is gone. It also dies. But it doesn't keep Jesus dead. He rises again. He brings joy back into this world. He brings life back into this world. He washes us clean in the waters of baptism, and we rise to a new life in Jesus Christ. We want to put numbers on everything. How many times can this happen? Martin Luther says we rise daily through daily repentance. These numbers that we see here in our gospel lesson, of Peter asking, how many times should I forgive? 7 times? Or what the rabbi said, 3 times? Or what Jesus said, 77 times? Or some translations say 70 times 7 times? Or 100 times? Or 10,000 times? Those are earthly numbers. Those are things that we can measure, that make it concrete, to make it so that we can understand. But this whole idea of forgiveness comes from God. It is holy and it is sacred. So that we can forgive our brother and our sister. And that forgiveness comes from the heart. It comes from God. It comes from our faith. We forgive because God first forgave us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, I Love Your Kingdom, Lord. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please rise. Remembering the caring and generous works of God, we pray for the church, the world, and the needs of our neighbors. Teach your church how to be a school for forgiveness. Equip its members to pray for and share the forgiveness you gave through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who are crushed beneath a load of debt. They can do foolish or dangerous things to seek relief. Help them to ask for help, forgiveness, and a wise solution. Help those to whom they are indebted to move beyond anger and self-interest into the uncharted yet blessed waters of mercy. Remind them how indebted they are to you, for you forgave the debts of their sins. Lord, have your mercy. Be merciful to this poor, broken world. Help our leaders to rule with justice, tempered with mercy and compassion. Bestow on all of us a spirit of patience, forbearance, humility, and kindness. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for everyone seeking to be Jesus' disciples, especially as he teaches them the hard path of forgiveness and self-sacrifice. Help us to share your Son's costly grace rightly and wisely, even with people who are obnoxious, obstinate, or oblivious. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your good creation. Send rain to lands experiencing drought and healing to places ravaged by floods. Enrich the soil for trees and plants. Protect the crops needed to feed those who are hungry. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our neighbors who face illness of any kind, for those strained financially, for all living with chronic pain, mental illness, the disease of addiction, or otherwise afraid or in harm's way. Protect all who cry out for mercy. We pray especially for Anna Barth, Joyce Lamprecht, Pastor Craig Sturm, David Norville and his daughter, Mary Louise Pargman, Gilbert Pargman, and Lynn McGurra. Lord, in your mercy. Most Heavenly Father, you show goodness and mercy toward those who die trusting in you. Lead us in the pathways of your loving kindness. Teach us to forgive rather than to pass judgment upon one another. Grant that whether we live or we die, we know that we are yours. Lord, in your mercy. Conform our prayers to the hearts of Jesus. Hear them through the interceding of your Holy Spirit, and grant them in accordance with your gracious will. Amen. We continue with the offering. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do. To share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.